that all members are present.
I don't see any public here, but just for posterity, is there anybody here who's had a public comment? If you want to talk about something that's not on the agenda, this would be the time to do that. Is there anybody that has anything to say about any items that are not on the agenda? Hearing none, I'll close public comments. Draft minutes. Second, all those in favor, aye. Approve. Item D1, I would move that Bob Leek become the chair. I become vice chair. Is there a second on that?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none? George. D2 is yours.
Message board policy.
Message board policy. So, in anticipation, well, right now we have a mobile sign board.
Yeah.
And we have no policy on the messaging and use of the sign board. And the policy has kind of been invented by me when I came in, and we've stuck to it. But at this time, we're getting on the rise a stationary message board. I am going to a zone administrator meeting on Monday where we hope to get the land use permit approved by the zoning administrator. Once that is done, we are going to try to march over with our contractor to, and the contractor has to do it, get the building permit so that he's responsible for submitting the various drawing designs, etc. Once we get the building permit, we're in business to get it erected and put up. So, with all that up, we felt it necessary to go ahead and get a message board policy to set some standards down for what kind of messaging we're going to allow on the sign and on the mobile sign. This has gone through some reiterations with the communications committee. What you see before you is a communications committee recommendation. In essence, what this policy does is limits the use of the sign board to either town messaging, town co-sponsored messaging, in other words, when we partner with somebody like the Lions Club, or if you are a 501's local 501c3 that wants to advertise an event, we will do that, but there's an application fee for that 501c3 of $50. And this is the limitation we have on the use of the board. I think it's, before we think about expanding that to other some type of use, let's see how this goes first. We have an application specific to this, and the messaging is limited to basically emergency content and event announcements that are of a non-secular, commercial, non-political nature. That's the policy. This, if the committee approves recommendation here today, this will go before the board next Wednesday and will be voted on along with a resolution at the next board meeting.
Okay.
I have just a couple.
Okay.
Questions for education.
Okay.
Under the purpose where it says create a non-public forum, sort of what does that mean?
It's a non-public forum means, this is kind of a legal thing, so I'm kind of going back a few years in law school, but non-public forum means is this is not for public use. This is a restricted use message board, as opposed to one where anybody can post anything on it.
Okay. And then under that same purpose, under item 40, is local meaning Discovery Bay?
Yes. I think that there can be some wiggle room, but generally we're talking about the interest of Discovery Bay.
It's kind of better defined under definition 4.5. Primarily serve Discovery Bay
residents. Lions Club wants to do something, that's fine. And then on, I guess, 5.5.3, is 7 days enough time for people to, I'm just guessing here, I'm just curious.
It's like 7 days on top of the next day.
7 days prior to the event.
That 7 days seems a little tight for events that you're putting out.
That's a week's notice.
But if, like, they're doing, well, of course, that would be a co-sponsor, but the Lions Club's doing the car show here. I don't know if that's co-sponsored by the town or not, but let's just say
yes, that one is not.
Okay, so if they, that one only got there for 7 days. That doesn't give people much heads up that they need to arrange for that weekend to bring their car down. I mean, I guess really you're looking, well, you're looking for participants, too, not just to let the public know that there's something going on.
Well, the additional time can be approved on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, so it's, oh, it's, yeah, so yeah. Yeah, it's a case-by-case basis. So I want to have some limitation on it, and then have some discretion. Exactly.
Okay.
I don't want to have the food truck thing right there, you know, every.
No.
Yeah. Right. You know, so what I'm saying, for a limited amount of time.
Okay, now on 6.3, on six messages at any one time, is that because you're thinking about rotating the, on the 6.3?
Yeah, I see 6.3. I think it is because there's only, you can only drove by and see so many messages anyway. The more message we have, the less the least likely you'll ever be able to see the message. Right. It would always depend on your driving.
That's okay. And then 6.5, do we get an appeal fee? I mean, they pay $50 to get their approval or submit their application. And
right.
If you turn it down, one another $50 to come to the board.
Right. Because there is staff time and stuff like that to go to the board. It means everybody, if it's a free thing, it involves time. I can turn around and everybody's going to appeal the decision.
Okay.
If there's no, you know, it's got to be a righteous appeal, and it does take up staff time.
Okay, fair enough. And then, let's see. I'm on the mobile electronic sign board. If somebody wanted to put a sign, pick a mobile sign, put it out on Bixler or something to advertise their event or whatever. Should there be some kind of a fee for us to send the staff out there and drag that trailer out to set it up, then to go back and pick it up and bring it back?
Well, right now, the way it is written
is,
okay, so here's the strategy on that. Right now, the way it's written, this is just for co-sponsored events and district events, not 501c3 events.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I think that policy is great.
I suggest you bring it. No, I'm fine. I suggest you bring it before the board for approval. I think it gets this committee's approval.
Right.
Whatever.
Okay.
Get any public comments? I'm going to pause.
On what you're going to do with the sign board?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I think there's a consensus.
All right, then. We'll do so. Thank you.
Anything else on your agenda items, future agenda items?
I don't have any right now, though.
Okay. Then we'll return to our next meeting, which will be determined.
Probably, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.